Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Today is November 4th, 2019, and in today's episode, we're going to take a look at the overall energies of November 2019, including the upcoming 11/11 energy portal. We are already at the 11th month of a very big year, and we are preparing to enter an even bigger year and decade shortly. And a lot about November is supporting us in the cleansing, clearing, purging of who we were, who we have been, what has served its purpose, and what is complete. So I'm going to be talking about that in today's episode. We're also going to take a look at the full moon and the new moon, plus some of the highlights of November. And I have to tell you, the astrology of this month is quite amazing. It has a lot of supportive energies and flows. We are ending the month with some very big energies, and we have a lot going on that's moving us forward. It's shifting us into higher places of awareness, higher places of consciousness, and all of that is designed to support the evolution of humanity, to support where we're going next and what is needed, as well as what is not needed. So, especially in November, it's vital that we pay attention to what is calling us forward, where we feel our energy rise, where we feel excitement and inspiration, where we feel a new alignment with a sense of self, a sense of this is who I am. And as I say this, I'm getting the visual of all seven chakras beaming brightly with a lot of energy and then receiving downloads of higher soul energy. And it's that sense of knowing that you're supported in what you are finalizing and finishing up, because you're also supported in taking the next steps forward, in moving into the new creations, the new paths, the new areas of you that are ready to manifest in your life. And it's quite a dynamic time. Now, we're meant to take this seriously, and we're meant to be very aware of where our energy is going, where it's going out into the world, where it's going into other people, what the emotional body is telling you, and how it's connected to the pain body. Now, the pain body is related to your natal Chiron in your astrology chart. And your natal Chiron is where you have the greatest potential to heal and gain strength in who you are. It's a place of developing mastery. We call Chiron the wounded healer. And this energy is essential right now because there is something within each of us, within this pain body, that is heavy at times. It can feel like this heaviness that prevents you from taking that next step forward. It's the Achilles heel. It's where you are vulnerable or feel wounded. And I guess I want to bring your attention to this part of your chart because Chiron is where we are meant to develop a new sense of self that's based on our power, that's based on a place of confidence where you rework something in your energy field that has needed healing time, that has required you to get, it's like this awareness coming in around where you've been blocked. And I'm bringing this up. It's actually coming through intuitively. I didn't even have this on my list of things to talk about. But what I'm seeing is how Chiron is still retrograde and it's going back to 1 degrees of Aries. It will station direct in December. So there's something in November that we are returning to. And see, 1 degrees of Aries is important because it's the beginning of the astrological wheel. It's the beginning of a new sense of self. It's what's forming and what's emerging. And it's an overlapping energy here that we are inviting into our awareness and consciousness, where you have the strength and support to ask, please show me what I'm ready to heal next. Because I'm feeling like there's this burst of energy coming through that's going to help you move through where you felt restrained or blocked or even powerless. And the energy can really transform this month and help set you up for understanding more of who you are going in to 2020. So Chiron is the part of us that needs to be welcomed, needs to be held, needs to be loved, needs extra TLC. And it's part of the soul's pain body that can limit us, that can hold us back from moving into all of ourselves. Okay, so that's such a big theme right now in November, is that we are shedding and removing many lifetimes of stories. And that's a big theme with this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. Now, I did a show for you last Monday on Mercury retrograde, so I'm not going to go into it too much here. But this is a really amazing Mercury retrograde. And in fact, I did also just release a video on YouTube that talks about how this is a three-part story that Mercury is in. And the first part of the story started in Virgo season when Mercury was conjunct the Sun in Virgo at 13 and 14 degrees and then moved on and will be conjunct the Sun on November 11th in Scorpio. And this is a conjunction of seeing into a tunnel and your vision changes, almost like putting on night vision glasses, where you see something deeper, truer, that you couldn't see in the sunlight. Almost like a heat map, right? Where you can see where there's warmth and you know that's where there is a living, breathing being. This is putting on night vision glasses that help you hone in on something you're able to. I'm feeling it as like a penetration of a very clear energy field. It's like, I got it. I see a truth. I see a cycle. I see a pattern. I see something that I was participating in over and over and over again on a karmic loop, on that sense of a merry-go-round. I see it differently now. I see it in how I am ready to heal or move through a fear that previously held me back. And again, this feels like it's been active through lifetimes, through many stories, many patterns, many loops. And we are being so supported in moving past those loops. Similar to that movie Groundhog Day, where you only get so far and you're seeing now what is your responsibility. And that's part of the themes here as we end the year, is understanding that you may not have been the person who created something in a human level, or you didn't choose something at a human level, but now you're taking responsibility for all of your life at a human level. And this means that you're done with certain parts of a story. You're done with something that maybe has been too heavy, too emotional, too intense. It could even be something that has been slowly killing you inside. It's like that sense of feeling that you're withering up. And it's important to look at where you are in that emotional cycle, that emotional loop, because in Scorpio season, something is meant to die. There's meant to be a completion, an ending. The energy then gets transmuted into another expression. And we have to be very honest with ourselves. And the honesty comes from how we feel. how it really makes you feel. If it makes you feel like crap, if it makes you feel resentment, if you feel rage, if you feel pain, if you feel anger, you feel all the above and more. There is something within you that is ready to transmute into another expression of those energies. And it's almost like being at that place where, you know what, I'm just going to call it. This is just done. I'm over this. I'm through with this. And that's a part of Scorpio season too, is that you have the clarity of a choice and you understand what is done for you, because the energetics of it are too intense, too emotional. There could be power struggles and control issues. And it's almost this feeling that your human self, your 3D self, has been fighting a battle or fighting something intensely with all these various weapons or tools or all the approaches that you've known for lifetimes. And so you've been stuck in this loop of doing the same thing for lifetimes with the tools and weapons that you know. And now there is a freedom here to step out of that ongoing cycle and to use some new tools, energy tools, that will move you forward, that will set you free from what you've always done. So you've had to gain the courage to do something new. And this goes back to that Chiron in Aries energy, where you are meeting new aspects of yourself, new aspects of your own energy field that are reminding you that you're ready for the fresh chapter, the next steps, a new way of doing things. And it could even be the sheer exhaustion that gives you the desire to move forward. Now, this can all be happening at an unconscious level, but at a conscious level, it's because you're being called to the next assignment, the next chapter. It's like your energy is needed elsewhere. Your work, your skills, your expertise is needed elsewhere. So this is a big moving on energy. And in November, it's wildly supported. So as we move through the middle of November, know that you could have an understanding of where you are energetically done with something, and you gave it your best or you tried what you could, but you're ready for what's new, and you'll know what's new as that rising passion, that rising desire. And it could even be something that you've thought about for years or decades, and now it could finally be time to follow that path, to go for it. And that's because of this North Node in Cancer that has been trining Neptune in Pisces, moving away from the trine, but showing you a bigger picture, a bigger vision of what you held in your heart when you were younger. It has maybe even a sense of when you were innocent or naive or just didn't know how the world worked. And now you've been through the ringer, you've put in your time and effort in some places, you've, you know, showed up, you've mastered some things, you've, you know, definitely been around the block, and you're returning to, what did I really want before life got in the way? What did I really want to do or experience because it brought me joy, because it made me feel good? And what would it be like to simply revisit that? Whether that is a job change or a new hobby or a place you want to visit or whatever it could be for you, there's something whispering to you about a forgotten passion, something you've desired. And I feel like for many people, they were locked in these patterns that required their energy elsewhere. And now you're returning all of your energy to the truth of who you are in November. So the energy of Scorpio takes us deep, takes us into more places, and then the energy of Sagittarius will lift us up with possibility. Sagittarius reminds us that there are many options and many ways we can chase after a dream. We can go for what we want. And are you ready to keep believing? So we have strong Scorpio energy with the Sun and Mercury in Scorpio. And then on November 20th, Mars will enter Scorpio. And that's also the same day that Mercury stations direct at 11 degrees of Scorpio on November 20th, 21st. Depends on your time zone. So that's a key day, November 2021. That's where the energy goes boom. It's sort of like, I've got it. Yes, I'm ready. Let's go. The commitment, the conviction, the desire is very strong during that time, okay, November 2021. So that's a good day to be aware of what is coming up for you, what is speaking to you, and also what you saw or you have seen with those night vision glasses, where you saw something within you that you're ready to reconnect with. And it's interesting because as I'm saying this, I'm now getting the vision that there is a deeper reconnection to the energy field of your innate power. And that is one of the gifts of Scorpio, is that we are able to bust through these illusions that we've been living in, surrounded by, that we've absorbed, that we identified with, thinking it was us, but it wasn't truly you, it wasn't your authentic self. And now there is a return of what that power feels like, that you're meant to own and to deeply integrate at a cellular DNA level. And I'm seeing this as an energy field that's quite strong, bright, effervescent, clear. And it's like that energy field gets absorbed into the cellular DNA structure of the body. And I'm trying to describe this because it's almost like a nanogram. You know, it's so small, but then as you look at something under a microscope, it gets increasingly bigger and limitless. So it's this interesting juxtaposition of you activate a new sense of power within yourself at a cellular level, and it seriously activates something bigger at the quantum level. And I'm just seeing this as a vision that is really amazing and really awesome. And now they're telling me that it's time and that you're ready. And this energy relates to Jupiter in Sagittarius, as well as Venus in Sagittarius, both being conjunct the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius on November 19th. So Jupiter is conjunct the galactic center November 19th. Venus is conjunct the galactic center November 23rd. These are both happening at 27 degrees 7 minutes of Sag. And the galactic center energy is a download of higher wisdom, cosmic consciousness, bigger energies that our earthly existence don't normally feel. And so there is an acclimation energy here. It's a time of big downloads. Think of it as standing under a shower of stars or a showering of big energies, and they land in your energy field for you to absorb. But there's like this strong, it's a propeller energy. It's a moving forward energy that I'm seeing, and it's in Sagittarius. So there's a renewal of hope, positivity, belief in oneself, belief in one's possibilities. And I'm feeling like this energy comes in when it's like there's, I wish I could describe what I'm seeing. It's an energy that's showering in. And what we're meant to remember is how incredibly creative the universe, cosmos is. And that it's time to, I'm getting that image of like hooking yourself to a star and hooking your faith or hooking your energy to a place that you can go that always makes you feel good. And this is an energy of support and a reminder of why you came here. A reminder of the soul mission and soul work you committed to in this lifetime. The Jupiter conjunct the galactic center happens once every 12 years. And the last time it happened was back in early, well, it was about 2006 to 2007. But that's also when Pluto was in Sagittarius at this point in your chart. And I do have a video for you on YouTube that talks about this cycle and what these energies are. So this time here, November 2019, is very different than 2006, 2007. And there's a return of what you've learned and how you're ready to keep going, keep expanding, keep believing, to stay open-minded to what's possible. This is a let go of what hasn't worked, remove what no longer works for you, and allow yourself to receive more. This is a strong receptive energy with this Jupiter conjunct Venus that's also playing out here in November 2019. And this conjunction between Venus and Jupiter is happening on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and we'll call it the 26th of November. So there's this strong renewal energy that if you're aware of it, you're going to receive some really big downloads of love. I mean, this is the love you know you are, the love you're always connected with, the sense of love you have for yourself, the love you feel at a soul level, but also the love the universe, God, source, spirit has for you. And it's a receptive energy. It can be overwhelming, honestly. It can almost feel like you're ready to do anything and you're ready to go anywhere. You're ready to buy everything. There's something here that's quite celebratory. And it's a celebration at a galactic level. Okay, so now they're showing me a timeline. So the timeline they're showing me begins with the harmonic convergence of August 1987, when there was a very rare astrological lineup that created grand trines. And there was an alignment here of energies that were essentially a download of peace onto the planet. It was a time of opening where the Earth was ready to be activated at a deeper level. And so this was 1987 that went into 2012. And it was this preparatory energy for 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, into 2015. 2012 to 2015, we had very big energies between Pluto and Capricorn and Uranus and Aries that were disrupting the status quo, that were shaking up the planet, helping to reconfigure what was essential here, as well as sparking mass awakenings. And to have people get out of what they thought was important and to look into the truth of who they really are. And so then we had from 2015 to now, 2019, it's been another preparatory 5 years of dismantling, shuffling, clearing, healing, really understanding where we can make conscious choices in our power. And it's been a very deep, it's like this deep clearing, this deep purging that's preparing us for the next decade. So they're showing me this timeline. And the other thing that came up about 1987 that's really fascinating, and I didn't know until I started doing this show, is that 1987 is when both Uranus and Saturn were in Sagittarius going over the galactic center. So, wow. So, that is why that year was so pivotal to what the planet needed. And because the energy was denser there, it was like there needed to be 25 years of time for integration before the Mayan calendar energies, before Uranus squaring Pluto, and then for the next preparatory phase as we move into the next decade. And all of this is important in November. So that is because of Jupiter and Venus conjunct the galactic center together, which is rare. Venus will be conjunct the galactic center once every 18 months, so that happens more frequently. But for her to be paired up with Jupiter means there is a big understanding, a broader understanding of what we didn't know. And so this could show up as more information coming out around disclosure, around ETs and aliens, around the bigger picture of the galaxy and of the world, what hasn't been publicly disclosed but has been talked about. So there's some big shifts here that November is asking us to tune into. Okay, tune into. Now, I realize I've been going across a few different topics here for the month. I've just been following the flow as the information has been coming through. So let's get more grounded and look at the Taurus full moon that's happening on November 12th. It's at 20 degrees of Taurus. And this is a very beautiful full moon. And it's grounding, it's supportive, it's strong. It's reminding us of what's important, what's vital. It's helping you to simplify where to spend your time, to not go down every rabbit hole or to not follow everything that gets your attention. It asks you to look at where you are investing and where you're seeing the payoffs. So there's another video for you on YouTube about the Taurus full moon, but this is meant to be grounding, you know, where we put our feet on the ground with Taurus. We tune into our five senses and we look at what's real, what's practical, what makes sense, and go from there. So that's very welcomed, I think, in this Scorpio season, because it's going to help you return to what you want and why you want it, which will then put you in alignment with the bigger energies that show up towards the end of the month. We'll just call it the last 10 days of November are energetically really big. And that's because of this Jupiter conjunct the galactic center, as I mentioned, which happens on November 19th. Then we have Venus conjunct the galactic center, November 23rd. We have the Sagittarius new moon on November 26th. and it is at 4 degrees of Sagittarius. And it also activates this very strong Sagittarius theme throughout the month, which is in addition to what I've shared, but where are you going next? Where are you stepping into that next call of your soul? Sagittarius is when we're ready to take a leap of faith. But that calling comes from within us. And it's coming through in November. And I'm getting the image of a phone ringing. And that phone is ringing. This isn't your cell phone, by the way. This is the kind of phone you would use at a payphone, or the kind of phone that, you know, I grew up with in my home that has a cord. But it's that kind of a phone where it's ringing. It's ringing. Are you going to pick up and listen to the messages? Listen to the, it's like this understanding that you're here for something more or new or different now, and you've been feeling it. So are you ready to hear it come through in a different energy field? And this is where we see synchronicities and where we see things line up. I'm also feeling so strongly, wow, that there's something that can come through the second half of November that you've wanted since 2006 or 2007. And it could take a minute to even figure out what that would have been, what that looked like. But it's something coming through. Oh my goodness, I'm seeing a layaway desk and I'm just feeling tears here. It's a layaway desk. It's something that was on layaway that you weren't able to receive or manifest or create in the last 12 years. And it's coming back around. It's been safe. It's been held for you. It's been kept for you. It hasn't gone away. And if you've listened to this show for a while, you know that a few months ago, I was talking about how many people had built something up with their Legos. And how, you know, you built up your own little village, or you built up your own little dream, or your job, or relationship, or whatever you want to call it. You built up something, and then Godzilla came through and destroyed your Lego village, destroyed what you had created, and ruined it to some extent. But those are still your Legos. They're still yours. No one gets to take them away because they are your energies. And so it could feel like if something was destroyed or harmed or denied, if something was denied to you, what you thought you were creating, what you thought you were manifesting or building or developing, or even going back to that idea of the dream, you know, the dream you've held. If you felt like that was taken away, it was on cosmic layaway and it was just waiting for you. And I feel like it was kept safe because there were other things you had to take care of at a soul level. There were other things that you needed to work through and work out and move through and learn and heal and blah, 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 all these things we know. But it's kind of like the way the energy works. It still exists, and it's probably been something that removed your faith, that removed your hope, that removed your trust or your belief, and the end of November is a return of what that truth is in your soul. So it isn't a temporary truth. It isn't something that you thought you were owed, by the way. That's important to make sure that you haven't stepped into entitlement, because none of us are owed anything. Energies can manifest in unlimited ways, and our entitlement is something from our ego. But this is about looking at a truth that comes from a sincere, honest, loving place within you. I'm also feeling it's a truth that's energetically connected to the mantra of do no harm, where there was something building up that you wanted or that you were desiring, or that dream, that vision, because you knew it was good for you, it was good for your life energy, it was good for your soul mission, it was good for how you could add positive energy to the planet. And it comes from that pure, pristine intention. Go there, especially for the November 26th Sagittarius new moon at 4 degrees. Go to that pure intention of why you embarked, or why you want to embark on a certain dream, vision, idea, hope. And I'm feeling like, I'm getting the image again of this layaway counter, and that something could come back around and look different to you than what you thought it looked like when it was put on layaway. By the way, it's like it could have been snatched from your hands. I'm getting the image of a sweater as just an example. It's like snatched from your hands, taken away, your favorite sweater, your best sweater, and you go to pick it up, and it's a different color than what you remember, or it's a different fabric. But there's something that maybe has changed or looked different, but it's still you. It's still something that you want. So I feel like this is a month to remember the truth of who you are at a soul level. And the excess, exaggerations, propaganda, ego, all of that can burn away, because Sagittarius is a fire sign. So think of it burning away. And look at where your energy continues to rise and gets you excited, because that's what you want to tap into more than ever right now. And as I say all this, I'm now getting the image of the 1111 energy. And that being a powerful portal of decision making, of clarity, of committing to yourself, committing to what is right for you, what is true for you. And that there is an energy that pulls us into, I'm seeing another room. Okay, so have you ever been at a party and it's very congested? There's a lot of music, a lot of food, there's people talking, and you know, groups of people that you have to walk through and navigate through, and all you want is some fresh air. And you're just looking for the door that takes you to the fresh air. Not that you want to leave the party, but you just need that fresh air. So it's a bit like this 1111 portal feels like leaving an energy or an experience or something to get some fresh air that allows you time to breathe, to think clearly, to remember what's essential, to see yourself in a different light, and I'm feeling such a removal energy. So 1111 being a mastery number, I'm just seeing that decisions are being made this month, and that you could decide, yeah, actually, I don't want to go back to the party. I'm good. I'm okay out here. You know, you find some other people to talk with. I've been there. I loved it. I had a great time. I've got to move on. I got to get home to feed my dog. You know, I've got to go home to catch up on my Netflix. Whatever. It's almost like you could feel that there's something shifted within you that is pulling you forward. And this is meant to be pro you, not anti them. So it's like you're doing it pro Susan, not anti Betty. Okay? So that's also something that comes up with Scorpio season, is that Scorpio can have that sting and that sense of, oh, I'm going to do this to get back at them for revenge. And that's the anti energy, right? You're doing something to be in control, to have a fight, to show them, to prove something. But that's not the energy of this 11-11 portal. That's not the energy of mastery, in fact. And if you were to sting somebody, the stinger is going to come back around and hit you. And that's how the energies work, is that what you put out comes back to you. We often think of this as the law of karma, but it can come back to you 3 times or 10 times as strong in order to teach you the energy, to teach you what you created. So stay very clear about where you're being pro-Susan, pro-self, and not anti-Betty, okay? Because don't be reactive to others. Don't go back into the past. And now they're showing me, don't go back into the decade. Don't go back into the last century. I mean, this is such a portal of moving forward with mastery, where you practice what you know. You practice spiritual laws. You practice energy responsibly. And this is how we're becoming the new human, is that we know where our energy and our power lies and where it does not lie, where it does not matter, where it is not conducive to living the life that you want. And this is where you're going to see a split. And this is like a big split that I'm feeling energetically, of those who have moved beyond anything petty or jealous or silly or what have you. It's like that kind of stuff won't even get your attention or your emotions. You could have a big eye roll and you could say, oh gosh, whatever. Or, oh yeah, been there, done that, learned a lot. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even need to talk about it. I have stepped into this next place in myself. So the 11-11 portal is a place of energy mastery, but it's also that commitment to yourself that you're going to stay there. You're not going back to previous versions of self, and you couldn't anyways. It would be too painful or too uncomfortable. And for those who stay in that place of energy mastery, I'm feeling a time jump. I'm feeling it's like this energy curve where you turn a corner and the timeline changes. Again, it's going into that fresh air. It's like the soul has a fresh sense of purpose. There's a fresh understanding of what you're ready to do next and how that is supported by the cosmos. Basically, it's like everyone who steps into this place, who makes this commitment, is like getting a Willy Wonka golden ticket. And you are stepping into what you thought was denied or delayed, and you're stepping into new manifestations that support a energy field you have not accessed before, probably across many lifetimes. And it's something that is needed on the planet. It's needed at a soul level. It's needed to demonstrate to others how it's possible to live the life of your dreams and that it can be your reality. And again, that's really important because as we go into 2020, there's big energies that start the decade, but that doesn't mean it has to be awful or fear-based or destructive to you. When you are in your place of mastery and you're creating your reality and you're creating your dream business, your dream life, everything that you want, it becomes your new status quo. And yes, the world is happening and the world is shifting and changing and we feel that and are a part of it, but you're then on this different timeline and you're on a different place because you've set yourself free. I guess that's another theme of November. It's how we set ourselves free from our own chains, from our own restrictions, from our own limitations and fears that, of course, are a part of our human experience. But you know that you're done with it. Okay, now they're bringing my attention back to that Chiron energy, because the Chiron energy is strong in December. So I guess that's why it's a bit of a heads up to be aware of where this Chiron energy is asking you to heal confidence in being yourself. And in some ways, it's the most basic of things. And yet, we have to practice it and reinforce it and own it. So there is a new ownership of your energy, of who you are, of what's possible for you next in your life. And this is a very rare month. It's a rare month, and I feel like many people are ready for these manifestations and the abundance of what is true for them now. So I hope that this has given you some good insights into the month ahead. And of course, I'm going to keep talking about it on the weekly Wednesday show, where every Wednesday we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week. And then also on the Monday show is where I do a special topic or a healing theme. So we're going to keep talking about this because there's more to say about how this month is supporting your soul growth and your soul mastery. It's rare, it's unusual, but it's ours to claim. It's ours to embrace and make the most of. So I hope that this show has given you some good insights for the month ahead and to remember the power of your choices as you proceed throughout November. Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate your time and energy. And for those who have asked, yes, you can still register for the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology Program, which talks about the major astrology of the year. And I will be back on Wednesday for a look at the first half of November. So many good things happening. I hope it's showing up for you. And I hope that it's going to be a revitalizing month for you. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here very soon. Take good care.